kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
And it's 28 minutes to 8 on a more Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. In a few minutes time, we'll be joined by none other than Ntate Moruti Malatse gona mo Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. So now ntsulo gona mo skobe wa ya gope mo sebakeng seno. Well, Sipokaleni tribute concert by Gate. How many of you have already bought your ticket? Have you already bought your dios? And if you haven't, please do. The sooner the better. The Sipokaleni tribute concert takes place at the Oasis of Life Family Church in Daveyton on Sunday, the 29th of October, from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. with renowned gospel artists like Sipho Makhabane, Lebos Khobela, Debs David, Dr. Tumi Takendo, and many more. Tickets are available on web tickets and at Pick and Pay from as little as 250 rands per person. Buy your tickets now and secure your place at this unique concert presented by Radio Pulpit and the World World Gospel Powerhouse. It's 27 minutes to 8 on AM 657 kilohertz.
Join us at the Gospel Concert of a Lifetime in memory of radio presenter and gospel artist Sipokaleni. Be moved by renowned gospel artists like Sipho Makhabane, Lebose Khobela, Tabs David, Dr. Tumi Takendo, and many more. The Sipokaleni Tribute Concert takes place at the Oasis of Life Family Church in Daveyton on Sunday, 29th October, from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are available on web tickets and at Pick and Pay from only 250 per person.
It is exactly 20 minutes to 21 minutes and a half to 8 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I did promise you that we'll be having Ntate Malatse with us on the line, didn't I? I think I did do that, and he's ready to bless us as always. Moruti, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Moruti Moabi, and your beloved listeners to Radio Pulpit.
I must say thanks for the invite. Actually, it's me who invited myself. Me, myself, and I invited myself at your church. But I had a great time there, Moruti.
No, Moruti, man, we were honored that we were honored by your presence.
Even the food. I mean, one thing that I picked up was the joy, you know, more especially in the lives of the congregants there, the members of your church, or the church that you you know, entrusted to take care of, because it's not your church. I know that, but they are very happy people and all that. But hey, we had great time after a long, long time not visiting that part of the world. But yes, it's something that I'm going to remember for a very long time.
No, we must do it often, man, Moruti. We were really honored that to have a person of your caliber in our midst. You know, to have celebrities.
We are not celebrities, Moruti. We are not, really. We are not. We are ministers. We are not even known, and that, to be known, is none of our intentions and all that. But thanks, Moruti, for all that. So we're talking about idolatry.
I don't like dream route, yes. I believe we are living in times where we have somehow easily being derailed from the truth. Having said that, Moruti, I believe each and every individual they do know about the Ten Commandments. But what most people don't know is that before God can use you, before God can give you,
I don't think many want to know, because to some, it's part of the law. So once you know the commandments, you know the curse. You are carrying curses in your life. So they are not. Some are not advised to read or to know them at all.
But I was saying no in the sense of general knowledge. You know, it's something that is given. to some of the older.
We have this strange, we have these strange teachings nowadays, Muruti, where we don't even know where these things come from. I just wanted to make you aware that it's important that we know that. We know that. We know the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
Look. However, what most people don't understand is that God can never give you an assignment. God can never trust you with each and every given assignment unless you die. God always uses, people who died in order for them not to be easily derailed by things that are not, of value. And now this is where the sense of idolatry, managed to maneuver its way into our lives, into our churches, into our homes. I remember one day I had a friend whom, he decided to come to the Lord. And one day he just, asked me a very simple question that, look, so what will happen to me when I die? Will I enter heaven with my wife? I said, Esh, unfortunately, she's in heaven, there is no marriage, and that man, that was the last time I saw him in the church. And because he loved his wife so much that now it is pointless for him, to go to a place where when he died, then he'll be separated to the wife. But again, when you bring the whole thing, Muruti, into focus, remember, ten commandments were written, five each on each and every stone. So there were literally two stones, which was in the form of a book. And when you open your book and you decided to read right through, you will have something like this, I am the Lord your God, do not kill. You shall have no other gods. Do not commit adultery. Meaning that, idolatry is tantamount to adultery. Many people, they polluted themselves. Many people, they failed to honor the one and true God by entangling themselves in so many things that does not really matter in life. For instance, let's take this very simple one that drives a lot of people crazy. Money. Money became one of the worst idols that people can function without. And because now the devil is very smart, Muruti. Many people fail to understand that we are dealing with the very, 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 very old devil. The devil who knows your lineage from the day it started. There is none of your predecessors who never, came across this devil. So he knows each and every weaknesses. He knows where he can strike, where he can easily get rid of you, because he understands your weaknesses. He understands, each and every step of the way. Before you become the person you are today, he understands the journey that you traveled before you become. And now many are times when we deal with this kind of devil, We are being carried, Muruti, by being, overworked in our emotions and over-sermonized, and also being influenced by a lot of motivation, where people will be motivating you to stay in the same stagnant position as you are, and yet you forever shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, but you are never coming nor going. Now, because we're dealing with this old devil, he knows when and how to attack. And since it is far much better to fight the enemy that you know than to be so, carried away and also be ignorant, to understand and master the art of war, we need to know when we deal with things like money. Money literally does not come from heaven. Money can never be compared to manna, because even when God rained manna from heaven, It was not a cooked bread per se. You know, people had to take the step, you know, to gather, you know, that seed and cook it into bread or bake it into cakes. So still there was something that we have to do before we can sit down and eat. It was never prepared from heaven. We were given a raw material in order for us to turn it into food. So is money. Money in each and every country, you know, in South Africa, we have what we call the Reserve Bank of South Africa, where we are dealing with rents. There are places where when you go to Botswana, your hometown, you know, your home country, Gipula, and then Namogetswante, Guakulusutu, Kimaluti, you know, places like Malawi and Zambia is Kwacha, you know, America is dollar. So the list goes on and on and on. Each and every country, they have their own money that they have made and manufactured from wherever they did. But it does not come from heaven. The last time when we checked, God said silver and gold are mine. Now, in order for us to know how to command the soil, and after each and every service that we provided as human beings, it's only then when we can wait, to be paid, for the services that we rendered. But we can never believe the lies from the pit of hell where people will convince you and promise you things like miracle money. And now, because now money became an idol, people can't function without money. You'll find people shouting in the church, jumping like as if there are fat cakes inside of the frying pan. You know, and say, money come to me now, money come to me now. Think that something that has nothing to do with God. I think we have missed the way of becoming idolatrous, Muruti, in a sense that we chose things that are dead over the living God. And this is where now we keep on derailing from the truth from time to time. We keep on killing one another, forgetting that each and every individual was made in the image and the likeness of God. So now if you kill your fellow brother, if you are driven by the spirit inside of you to kill, you don't honor and respect the only true and living God. And by so saying, Muruti, we have to come back to the drawing board. It is the prayer and the desire of my heart tonight. Gore ese ka re bona emo wa modimo. You know, akadula fatse and look deeper in what I've just said. Everybody under the sound of my voice tonight, can we quickly look into those idolatries, you know, things that we serve more than the only true and living God. Some people they commit suicide over their loved, you know, their girlfriends, their wives. It's very rare though that we go to know bomma by polite bo you know bo papa, but you know, it's seldom that guys, it's easy for guys to take their guns, you know, blow off their heads, you know, shoot the entire family in the name of love. Now you ask yourself, look, these people came together from the place where they stepped into another realm, where they were actually divided into two bodies. But where they come from the realm of which we call the wholeness of oneness, in the place called Eon, in the place called eternity. Our division there, we live in the place that is called the wholeness of oneness, where we not live within the parameters of time. But now what happened to us now, Muruti, or really things like, you know, lenyalo, leklosa moto pela modimo. We saw many people coming to church hoping that, you know, they will be blessed with a wife, blessed with a husband. And should the whole process delay, then literally people, they lose faith in God. People, they lose faith, you know, in trusting I'm sorry.
Baba ngweleng yalo lona le le batlosa mo modimo mba. Ha sna le kra fela re wili.
No, because I get it now. Some of the things that God will delay literally, you know, even though it is your portion, is to know you. Remember, modimo wa utseba, and modimo utseba le satane o adila lwena. Murudi, let me repeat this again. We are facing an old devil. The devil who know our predecessors from one generation to another. So there's no way that we cannot just come here and try to face him head on unless we rely upon the power of the one and living true God. And the more we keep on keeping on, you know, aligning ourselves with his ordinances and his statutes, there's no way, Mruti, that we can easily be derailed like the way we are. People, they are no longer content with themselves. They are looking for things that doesn't matter. You know, people, they want to see their names everywhere. People, they are carried away by the labels. But nobody wants to understand his position and the role and the purpose of existence. Momodimo and Maiden Day. You see, Ruth, the importance here, Ukhayelekara family, that gives you an assignment. But many people, they're even ashamed. You get the background to someone ashamed with the people by Lord Batolde Tukarobona because they are carried away by pride and becoming men pleasers. You know, people, they want to excite people, but they never bother, you know, to excite the one who created them. So the desire of my heart tonight, Muruti Kiore, can we really come back to our senses and avoid, you know, wholeheartedly to be derailed by idols? Because we're serving idols, Muruti. Whether we like it or not, you come to our churches, it is all about idolatry. You know, people, pastors, they are carried away by how many people they have in church. Does that really matter, Muruti? Because you can have thousands and thousands with people. Mm. But what matters most is their heart rooted in God.
We even idolize the very same pastors.
Sorry, Muruti?
We idolize the very same pastors.
It's a situation where pastors, they rise against one another. I mean, myself, I have experienced so much animosity from the same people whom I regard as my fellow colleagues, you know, whom we are serving the same kingdom with. But, Mruti, not all that glitters is gold. Eh? I mean, we need to sit down these days. And revisit the purpose. I know it's very difficult for people also to sit down and remind themselves, are you really called by this God? Or is just the zeal, you know, that, you know, came, you know, along the way? Or you thought that you have enough in your wallet to run the ministry? Because even these days, if you are not counted among those, Mruti, who are driving flashy cars, you know, who are having mansions, you know, not that those things are evil. They are not evil, but yet we need to understand that they come from the ground, you know. It's something that you cannot take with back where you come from. You know, there are a lot of people who build mansions, but when they were translated into another realms, you know, those who were left behind, you know, they started smoking nyaupe inside of those mansions. You know, when you go there, you find literally the place being dilapidated, you know, window frames are being, you know, sold. I mean, it's chaotic. But when you remember how those people toiled, spend the rest of their lives trying to build an image for themselves, but forgetting to invest in the kingdom of God, forgetting to invest into that kingdom that never ends. You see, Mruti, unfortunately, because of time, we have to stop here. But it pains my heart how pompous and arrogant our people have become. You know, even just by giving to the work of God, it's a mission. It's a mission. You need to come with all sorts of concordance, bring all sorts of verses to convince them. But why can't people realize that nothing that they have, nothing that they claim to own, you know, really belongs to them?
Ka gopola man tswile nga bua ke mo profeta Jobe. Are ke tlile ke sa mo lefatseng ke sa ikatega ke tla boa ke sa ikatega.
Oh, Maruti. Oh,
yeah, so, yeah. Nako tse dingwe tsa ra lebala tse. Gore tle re sa tshola sepe. Re tla tloga re tla tsamaya re sa tshola sepe.
And Maruti, lebella, according to Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8, ere ha gona motho ya na le maatla a o ka thibela moya ha o tswa kona. Even if you can have billions in your account,
yeah.
Even if you can have all sorts of securities and bodyguards around you. Let me just say the word of prayer, Maruti, just in 2 seconds.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, in the name and the blood of Yeshua Mashiach, we have sinned against you. We failed to align with your will. Lord, tonight we come before the Holy Throne. We repent and humble ourselves. Forgive our sins. Forgive our folly. Forgive our stiff-neckedness. Forgive our stupidity. We decrease that you may increase. We disappear that you may appear. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we pray. Amen.
Muruti, I just want to remind you on the about this, Muruti. Quickly give them your contact details.
072.
Mm-hmm.
316.
Yes. 317. Yes, I hope you are still going there, Muruti. The Sipokalani tribute concert takes place at the Oasis of Life Family Church in Davyton on Sunday, the 29th of October, from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m.
In these uncertain times, are you looking for hope, direction, love, and encouragement?
For my new mind.
TBN Africa has got it all for you.
God already knows what you need.
Tune in to TBN Africa as we bring you the best African and international programs
dedicated to guide you through these times.
This was a real eye-opener for me. It's the best way to explain it.
TBN Africa on DSTV channel 343.
Be inspired.